We're doing the Sfat Tamim, and the Chafetz Chaim was discussing what leads us to be deceitful. So the first thing he said was that it's a combination. When a person doesn't take thievery and lying seriously, so then deceit is only a small step away. It's the combination of the two. It's finding a way to steal through lying. That's really deceit. So if we take those two separate entities seriously, then the third one wouldn't come to play either. V'da'od, and I want you to know further, says the Chafetz Chaim, didin shamayim bisul gezel chamur hobe meod, that in heaven they judge a person over thievery very stringently. Ad shafilu garam efsed l'chavro, ufachot mizeh yikanes gamken michlal isul gezel. If a person caused his friend a loss, even a minor loss, that's also encompassed by the prohibition of thievery. Kedamrinan, as the Talmud says in Tractate Baba Kama, Amar Rabbi Yochanan taught, kol hagozel chavro shave pruta, kilu noten nishmato mimenu. If someone steals the value of a pruta, which is less than half a dollar, it's like a quarter, maybe even less. If a person steals the value of a pruta from his friend, it's like he took part of his life, as the verse says, ken ochot kol botzei abatza et nefesh ba'alav yikach. He who steals, it's like he's taking a soul. V'omer, the verse says in Jeremiah, v'achalik tzicha v'lachmecha yochlu banecha v'notecha, v'omer, mechamas pnei Yehuda asher shafechu dam naki, v'omer v'yom Hashem shul v'lebet admim al asher imit et ha-givonim. The Talmud gives you five different sources, five different verses for this concept. Mai v'omer, so the Talmud asks, okay, let's understand, why'd you give me all these different examples? So the Talmud says, well, I added an example. When is it that it's considered thievery? When you took something without paying for it. Maybe if you paid a guy, but you forced him to sell. That's not called thievery. Maybe that's not what we're talking about. Tashma, that's why we brought the second verse that describes how the sons of Judea would take things by force. They pay, but they take it by force. Maybe a person would think that he's only hurting his own life, but he's not hurting his children's life. Tashma, that's why the verse we quoted, the next verse that says, that it affects his sons and daughters as well. You might say, that's only when you directly steal. But if one does something that inadvertently causes a loss to someone else, it's not so direct. It's like second degree thievery. Tashma, that's why the verse says, the verse says that there was a drought, there was a difficult period because King Saul killed the people called the Givonim. Where does it say that Saul killed the Givonim? It doesn't say that in the Tanakh. But no, Shaul ordered the execution, the illegitimate execution of the Kohanim city of Nov. And the city of Nov was the source of sustenance for the Givonim. The Givonim would get their food and water from that city. And then, because Shaul executed the city, so the people of the Givonim didn't have a source of food and water. So the verse considers it as though he killed them. He didn't kill the Givonim. But that's why the Talmud in Baba Kama tells us four different verses to support the concept that one who steals, it's as though he takes a life. The second is to indicate, even if you pay for it. The third is to indicate that it affects the next generation as well. And the fourth is to indicate, even if it's second degree, it's still very harsh.